the message that Paul is trying to communicate to Timothy is that this is the goal and the command. Living for God by faith, but at the same time, notice the commandment number one is love from a pure heart and from a good conscience and, notice, sincere faith. That is a faith without hypocrisy.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Roel Reese in Diamond Bar, California. In today's lesson, we'll return to our series, Unmasking the Wiles of Self-Serving Spiritual Leaders, and we're glad to have you along. Roel will challenge us to stand firm in God's timeless truths as we ground our faith on the bedrock of His Word. Faulty religious ideas might sound good coming from charismatic lips, but we don't want to be strayed by lies that steer us away from the simplicity of the gospel. Today's lesson is titled, Warning Against Unsound Doctrine. Join us in Acts chapter 20, verse 17.
He says, from Miletus I sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church. And when they had come to Paul, he said to them, you know that from the first day that I came and I lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility, many tears and trials, which happened to me in the plotting of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed to you and taught you publicly from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And see now, I'm going bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city saying that chains and tribulations await me. I want to ask you a question. If the Holy Spirit told you what you were going to suffer, would you go? But look what Paul says. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself. Underline that. Why? Because that's what our attitude should be. So that I may finish my race with joy. And notice, and that the ministry which I have received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Notice that. The reason God called me and saved me is so that I could preach and explain the grace of God and the ministry of His grace. Verse 25, and indeed now I know you all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God will see my face no more. Because therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I have not failed to declare to you the whole counsel of God. What does he do? Not only here in chapter 20, but in chapter 18, second time, Ezekiel chapter 3, Ezekiel chapter 18, Ezekiel chapter 33. He says, therefore, verse 28, take heed to yourself and to all the flock among you, which the Holy Spirit has made you an overseer, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. So it's not my church, it's his church. It's not your church, it's his church. And then he says this, for I know this, here it is, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves, men will rise up speaking perverse things and drawing away disciples after themselves. Interesting. Not outside of the church, in the church. People are going to be deceived by other people. Then he says this, therefore, watch and remember that for 3 years I did not stop to warn everyone night and day with tears. I preached, I taught, and I cried, and I prayed for you for 3 years. And so now, brethren, I command you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you, notice, an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or dress. Yes, you yourselves know that these hands have provided for my own necessities and for those who were with me. I have shown you that every way, by laboring like this, that you must support the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ when he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had said these things, he knelt down and he prayed with all of them. And then they all began to weep freely and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, and sorrowing most of all for the words in which he spoke, that they would see his face no more, and they accompanied all the way to the ship. They knew that he was going to be killed. They'll never see him again until they get to heaven. But also the false teachers were going to come and destroy the church. That's why Paul here in 1 Timothy 1:3, I urge you, I beg you, I beseech you, I entreat you, I implore you by the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice, Timothy, when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine. No other doctrine. Yet Paul the apostle, at the same time in the book of Romans chapter 16, there's a whole chapter in 2 Peter chapter 2 you can read when you go home about false teachers. We're not going to read it tonight. We don't have the time. But let me read to you something quick here. In Romans 16, 17, 18, he says, now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause division and offenses contrary to doctrine, which you have learned, and avoid them. If somebody comes to you and they're trying to deceive you, like the Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, Unity Church, and even some that call themselves Christians, and tell you that this is not the real Jesus, but there's another Jesus, be careful, avoid them. What else does he say? For those who are such, he says, do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own appetites, their own bellies. And by smooth words and flattering speeches, deceive the heart of the simple. You see? Who's the simple? Those that are not rooted and grounded in God's word. They always go to the new believers. And that's why you have to know your Bible. You have to know the word of God. So here Paul, again, exhorting Timothy, Timothy, make sure that you do what you were called to do. To give strict orders. As a superior officer, I'm talking to you. I'm commanding you, Timothy, to do that. This charge is also mentioned 8 times in the 2 letters of 1 and 2 Timothy. In 1 Timothy 1:5, again, notice he says, now the purpose of the command is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience and sincere faith. In 1:18, this charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage good warfare. So Paul here was communicating to Timothy that not only was he a pastor, but also you are a soldier under orders, and you have a great chief and commander. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ that has given you this command. And literally it means, do not teach different doctrines from these taught by you, by Paul. What you learn from Paul, don't deviate from that. That's the original text, he says. Listen and obey. Now the second purpose here, notice in verse 4, Paul's charge again to that same group. He says, nor give to fables or endless genealogies which cause disputes rather than godly edification which is in faith. So here now Paul is talking about these false teachers. They were literally into mythology. What do you mean? Into myths. That's Greek mythology. And Paul says, don't listen to mythology. They're just myths. And at the same time, be careful with the legalist Jews concerning genealogies where they're trying to trace you back to your family. He says, be careful with them. Why? Because what they're trying to do is they're saying, you know what? You're saved by the grace of God, but that's cool. But you need to go back to circumcision. You need to go back to what? To legalism. No. You see? You're free. You're free from legalism. We live by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. And that's why Paul here is really exhorting because of this, all these people that were lying to them. Nor give heed to myths or endless genealogies which cause what? Disputes and problems rather than godly building up which is in the faith. What faith? The faith of Jesus Christ. What you receive, what you believed in. So Timothy here was being instructed by Paul not to shy away from the task. He was to expose the folly of wrong teaching. That's why sometimes we'll name people that are false teachers, not because we want to give their name, but we want you to know who they are to be careful because they're popular. Be careful. Timothy's telling him, Timothy, be careful of these people that are trying to deceive you and move you away from the truth of God. Verse 5, he says, now the purpose of the commandment is what? Love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith. Did you notice there are three things here in verse 5 that Paul is exhorting Timothy to manifest now? And these three things have to be manifested not only in the church of that time, but the time today as we're living in the church of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That the message that Paul is trying to communicate to Timothy is that this is the goal and the command. Living for God by faith, but at the same time, notice the commandment number one is love. From what? From a pure heart and from a good conscience and, notice, sincere faith. That is a faith without hypocrisy. A faith without hypocrisy. That's what Paul tells Timothy. Timothy, be careful. Be careful with these people. Because here's what needs to be manifested in the church today. Love, a pure heart, a good conscience, and sincere faith, which is a faith without hypocrisy here. Why? Because love proceeds from a pure heart. Love proceeds from a pure heart, which is wholehearted, unmixed with any selfishness, doesn't promote itself, doesn't want itself, but it's always a giving love, sacrificially. When you love people unconditionally.
You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. We'd like to take a brief time out and remind you that you can get an assortment of biblical resources at somebodylovesyou.com that will guide you in a God-glorifying life. You can also join Raul for Straight Talk on the Somebody Loves You Worldwide YouTube channel every Tuesday at 10 a.m. West Coast time. Let's return now to Raul Reese and more of our study, Warning Against Unsound Doctrine.
And then Paul says this, verse 6, from which some have strayed and have turned aside to do what? For idle talking. They've turned from the grace of God into legalism and back into the law, which condemns them. You see, the law is good if you use it rightly. But if you're trying to live according to the law, that means you got to keep the Ten Commandments. And how many of us have kept the Ten Commandments? None of us. We've broken every one of them. Somehow, somewhere, at one time or other. And yet, Paul, in talking to Timothy, he doesn't want to be blunt. I mean, he doesn't really want to insult him. But Paul's being kind of a little bit harsh here. And he puts it very bluntly. Look what he says in verse 7. He says, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say, like the Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, all these cults, nor the things which they affirm, neither what they teach. And Paul says, hey, you know what? I'm telling you this. These guys don't know what they're talking about. You see, if one is to be a teacher of God's word, what do we have to do? We have to be humble and submissive, and we have to study God's word. And we have to have a pure heart. Why? Because we want to make sure that when we speak for God, we speak the truth. Paul is identifying these teachers as enemies of the cross. In Philippians chapter 3, 2, he said, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the mutilation. In verse 18, he says, for many walk of whom I told you often and now tell you even weeping that they are the enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. Wow. Enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ when they're trying to destroy new converts. And they're trying to take people away from the truth in eternity and damn their souls. Paul says, be careful of those false teachers. And now Paul speaks now of the law in verse 8. He says, but we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully, surely. This is an interesting point. Why? Because a man who lives by good principles doesn't have to fear the law. Right? The Ten Commandments is what? Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not covet. You see? I mean, if we really wanted to live righteous lives, now that we are Christians, I mean, at the same time, we're living by the grace of God. But the law was a schoolmaster that actually condemned me and brought me to the cross of Jesus Christ so that I could receive God's grace and God's love. Why? Because the schoolmaster, I was never what? I was never given an opportunity before that. Into the law got to my heart and brought conviction to me, and it pointed me to Jesus Christ. It was the teacher of the good master. You see? It pointed to the cross of Jesus Christ. It showed me my sinfulness. It revealed God's will to me, you see? And then I accepted by faith Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. So Paul here is saying that. The law is good, but at the same time, if you don't keep it, it's bad for you. It will condemn you, it will destroy you. And then what does he say? He says the law also, secondly, has a proper use in time. And thirdly, the law was not made for the righteous man, but the law was meant for who? For the sinner, the one that misses the mark. Here are 14 sinful groups that he gives to us in verses 9 and 10. Check this out. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous person, but for the lawless, the insubordinate, for the ungodly, for sinners, for unholy, for profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for fornicators, for sodomites, for kidnappers, for liars, for perjurers. And if there's any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. Notice that. To sound doctrine. Number one, lawless. What? The lawless. Ignoring the law and refusing to recognize God's law. It's like the police are here to protect us. And if we do something wrong, what happens? The law has to take action against us. You see? And secondly, disobedient, literally here, he's talking about those that are under the law and they break it and they don't obey it. And the ungodly, he's talking about those that are not only do they have no inner reverence for God, but they willfully ignore God, like in Romans chapter 1:18 through 32. And then sinners, they know what God says, but they violate and they break the law of God willingly. And the unholy are devoid of piety or holiness, and they are not devout to God and to truth. And the profane are thoroughly secularist, and these people metaphorically trample spiritual matters and treat them very casually, and they have no fear of God in their lives. And the murderers of fathers and mothers, these are rebellious children that kill their parents, literally, kill their parents. Surely we see that today. That's the breaking of the fifth commandment. And how about manslayers? The breaking of the sixth commandment. That is actually killers of males in violation of the sixth commandment. And then he says whoremongers. Those are harlots. Fornicators. Those that have sex before marriage. Notice the word. We get our word pornography, porno. And then those that defile themselves with mankind points to the sin of sodomy. The stress on male homosexuality. Male homosexuality. Men stealers are those who buy and sell people for property. Liars deliberately lie or bear false witness in violation to the ninth commandment out of the ten. Perjure person. They place lies upon an oath and to tell the truth, but they violate both the third and ninth commandments. That's what Paul is saying here. These are totally liars. Be careful with them. They don't speak the truth. As a matter of fact, this is what Paul says in chapter 4:1 of 1 Timothy. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the last times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of what? Demons. In chapter 4, verse 6, if you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed. So here we are tonight, learning doctrine, getting the word of God. Verse 13 of chapter 4, till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Verse 16, take heed to yourselves and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing so, you will save both yourself and those who listen to you. In verse 17 of chapter 5, let the elders who rule well be accounted of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and in doctrine. In 1 Timothy 6:1, let as many servants are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, who notice so that the name of God and his doctrine may not be blasphemed. And one more, chapter 6:3. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness. You see? And remember what Paul said? One more I have to get to you. Galatians chapter 1. That's a good one. Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 through 8. Look what he says. He says, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you into the grace of Christ, into a different gospel. That's what the word means, a different gospel, which is not another. And there are some who troubled you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have given unto you or preach to you, let him be anathema in the Greek. What? Let him be accursed to the second hell, to the lowest hell. Notice what he says. And we have said before, now we tell you again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than which you have received, let him be anathema, accursed. Let him go to the lowest hell. Notice the responsibility and liability that false teachers have when they sin against God and his word. There'll be a hot place for them in hell.
It is humbling to know that God has entrusted us with the mighty message of His Word, calling us to carefully study and boldly live out its commands. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. Today's lesson was titled Warning Against Unsound Doctrine. If you'd like to get a complete copy with much more teaching, we'll be happy to send it to you for a donation of $5 or more. Just call us at 800-634-9165. To help you take a strong stand against misleading religious claims, we'd like to offer you Rawls' six-part series titled False Prophets, Ravenous Wolves in Sheep's Clothing. Available on CD or thumb drive, this study explores more about how you can recognize and resist spiritual counterfeits as you live for Christ with authentic devotion. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 to purchase Raw's six-message study titled False Prophets, Ravenous Wolves in Sheep's Clothing. We'll send you the CD set for $21 or the USB for $10. That number again is 800-634-9165. Now, if you'd like to order by writing us, our mailing address is Somebody Loves You Radio, Post Office Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. We are so grateful for your partnership as we continue sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Every contribution you make is tax deductible. Well, it's always rewarding to study the Bible with you, and we encourage you to join us next time for our continuing focus on the destructive influence of phony leaders in the church. You'll find that when you stay authentic in your own walk with God, you won't be manipulated by the deception of others. Here's Raul once again with a closing comment from today's study.
And then finally, verse 11, he says, here's Paul's mentioning the law of grace. He says also, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. Notice this. Paul the apostle, how wonderful. The gospel of Christ that has been given to each one of us individually. What is the standard of doctrine, sound doctrine? Number one, the gospel, the good news, the good message. Secondly, the standard of the gospel is the glory of the blessed God. The outward manifestation of His presence. It is displayed here by the grace of God, by the love of God, by the mercy of God, and the forgiveness of God in each one of our lives. The gospel of Jesus Christ. And then the gospel was committed into the trust of Paul, as the gospel of Jesus Christ has been entrusted to you and to me. Wow. To you and to me. So we have to treat it carefully by studying, praying, and doing what the Bible says, so that we can receive a reward one day from the Lord.
I am falling in love with you.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.